Time to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. It's the 28th of January, 2021. My name's Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com and band.video. What a day it is today. Yesterday, I told you about it as it was first making waves. It seems to be the only story anybody cares about today. It's the Capitol insurrection, and that's Capitol with an A. That's right. It's the underground grassroots movement of anonymous Reddit users striking fear into the heart of hedge fund managers everywhere. It's an incredible saga that is still unfolding before us, and we will most likely be dedicating most of today's program to understanding what exactly is going on, the implications and ramifications it may have, and of course, taking your phone calls to dissect the matter. There's other stuff as well. Of course, the political front is as full of turmoil as ever, and we now have an arrest being made for memes. There's been the first meme arrest on record. Ricky Vaughn arrested for memes that influenced the election in 2016, a terrifying precedent to be setting. We'll be breaking down that and the other big news of the day, but obviously this Reddit GameStop Capitol insurrection is the top story across the world right now, and it is truly incredible. It's amazing to imagine that it all started with just one Reddit user getting a funny little idea, making a post, and as I put out on Twitter yesterday, he used the right words in the right order at the right time. And the fallout has been catastrophic in some senses and hysterical in others. The entire stock market basically teetering on the brink, $23.6 billion lost already at this point. And it continues on. Really, truly amazing. But we're going to try to understand what's happening first before we talk about all the fallout from it. A Twitter user named Avalon Penrose explains what's happening with the stock market in this video.
So I have been seeing a lot of people online who are like, what is going on with the stock market? Is there anyone who can explain this in normal person terms? And so I decided I want to do that because, like, I own stocks, so I, like, have a pretty good understanding of the stock market. And from what I understand, there are these people who are, they have lots of money and they have hedges around their house and they go to the market, but it's like not a real market. It's a it's metaphorical, but it's real. And they go, that company is not doing well, so I'm gonna make it do worse. So they pull out some papers and they go, who wants to make a deal? They start making deals and they say, if this company's good, if it goes down, then I get money from you, and if it goes up, then I'll give you money. But they don't tell you that it's not gonna go up. I mean, they will make it so it goes down. But then there was this online reading club that was like, well, not today. We want hedges too. And so they went into their bank accounts, and then they also went to the market and they were like, buy of the company, and changed it a lot. And so now the initial people, the hedges, have to give their hedges, I think, to the other people.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, Avalon, but we'll try to break it down on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. they had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth and without your prayer and without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. It is Thursday, the 28th of January, 2021. You're watching us on InfoWars.com and band.video. This is our new call-in program. We will be taking your calls all day throughout the show. And I invite you to call in now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Of course, our number one topic of the day continues to be the Reddit insurrection, the capital insurrection of capital finance and the incredible fallout from it. So, of course, any comments on that or anything else that may strike your fancy. Again, that number 1-877-789-2539. But we begin today by our new little tradition. It's the Daily Dispatch. So here it is, your Daily Dispatch for the 28th of January, 2021. From InfoWars.com, revenge. An internet mob is turning the stock market into a video game and the establishment is freaking out. Retail investors have banded together to turn over the tables on Wall Street, and it has created a wild frenzy that's making headlines all over the globe. Unprecedented short squeezes have pushed the share prices of GameStop, AMC, Macy's, and BlackBerry to insane heights, and prominent voices in the financial world are complaining that trading in these stocks has become completely divorced from the fundamentals. Ultimately, GameStop is not a good long-term investment. Most people download video games these days, so a brick-and-mortar retail chain that sells physical copies of video games shouldn't be attractive to anybody. In fact, GameStop lost money last year, and they will lose money again this year. But a group on Reddit known as Wall Street Bets noticed that some big hedge funds had taken ridiculously large short positions against GameStop, and they sensed an opportunity. They realized that if they all started to buy GameStop at once, it would likely create a short squeeze of epic proportions, and that is precisely what happened, driving that stock, as well as a few others, up to just incredible heights. According to financial data company S3, they say short sellers have already lost $23.6 billion on GameStop so far, and they're scrambling to find out what they can do to stop the hemorrhaging. And the amazing thing about this is that there is nothing they can do. The retail investors are playing the games by the rules as they're meant to be played. And it's in many ways the perfect attack. Even when you know it's coming, you can't defend against it. And that's what the hedge funds who shorted GameStop are struggling to deal with right now. Of course, in response to this, the censorship and panic has been predictable. From the Gateway Pundit, stunning. Reddit shuts down Wall Street's Bets subgroup temporarily, blames, what else, racism and hate speech after rookie investors and general public make money causing hedge funds to go bust. An amazing story. Of course, Reddit went down as a whole for a little while, and then they banned the Wall Street Bets server. This also happened with the chat program Discord. Discord bans Wall Street Bets server for, quote, hate speech as small investors blow out huge hedge funds. So, of course, what else? It's going to be hate speech from here on out. And this is pretty typical, and hopefully is opening the eyes of some people who actually still buy into the idea that hate speech is a legitimate concern for the people in charge and that it's actually something they're trying to stop. It's not. It's an excuse that they can use to destroy whatever it is they don't want you doing. But moving on for now, before we return to that in the next segment, Biden administration hints at a ban on conservative media within the White House. They say organizations who traffic conspiracy theories will not be tolerated. So you can see how all of these have a similar theme, blaming conspiracy theories and hate for the establishment's ability to protect itself. Media outlets peddling conspiracy theories could be shut out of the White House press briefings, Biden administration's officials have claimed, a move which could affect numerous conservative media organizations. In a statement to Politico, Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow said the administration is working with the White House Correspondents Association to figure out what to do with problematic outlets that might try to, quote, traffic in conspiracy theories. They say, quote, we expect reporters covering the White House to operate in good faith and tell their audience the truth. And this White House will do the same. We're moving forward with that mutual understanding. Organizations or individuals who traffic in conspiracy theories, propaganda, and lies to spread disinformation will not be tolerated and will work with the White House to decide how to handle those instances moving forward. Since liberals consider reports on election irregularities and voter fraud to be conspiracy theories, such a move could affect many conservative outlets, including Newsmax and Fox News. And again, first you see the precedent being set, and then you see the danger that it poses. Oh, what, you're buying GameStop stocks? You must be a hateful, race-filled, bigot conspiracy theorist. Now you will be banned from anything of any importance. Mass shortage of guns, ammo, as nationwide as American stockpile. Mass shortage of guns and ammo nationwide as American stockpile. Americans are buying up guns and ammo nationwide, leaving gun shops shelves consistently bare, even in blue states. Illinois saw a 94% increase in firearm owner identification cards from 2019 to 2020, despite being one of the most anti-gun states in the nation. A firearms instructor said that in 2020, he trained more people than he had in the previous 9 years combined. Nearly 5 million Americans bought a firearm for the first time in 2020, which accounted for 40% of the sales. Absolutely incredible. It might have something to do with this massive one-year rise in homicide rates collide with the pandemic in 2020. At the end of 2020, Chicago police reported more than 750 murders, a jump of more than 50% compared to with 2019. By mid-December, Los Angeles saw a 30% increase over the previous years with 322 homicides. There were 437 homicides in New York City by December 20th, nearly 40% higher than the previous year. Absolutely incredible. New Orleans-based data consultant Jeff Asher studied crime rates in more than 50 cities and says the crime rates aren't just happening in big cities, with the number of homicides spiking in many places. Asher expects the final statistics for 2020 to tell a startlingly grim story. Quote, we're going to see historically the largest one-year rise in murder that we have ever seen. It's been more than half a century since the country saw a year-to-year murder rate that jumped nearly 13%. Now it's looking more like 40. Of course, this is being blamed on, surprise, not racism in this case, but rather COVID. COVID has a disproportionate impact and people are increasingly desperate, Hatch says, and people, because of the concentration of poverty, tend to turn on each other. That may have a little something to do with it, but that's really countered by the fact that, quote, burglaries are down, larcenies were down. When quarantined people are kept at home, burglars tend to avoid occupied households. When the shops are closed, there's no shoplifting, so larceny is reduced. If it was a matter of poverty, if it was a matter of desperation, you would expect property crimes and thievery to go up, but it hasn't, just murder. And I suspect that there's a major topic that these analysts are ignoring, which is the defund the police movement that took hold early last year. Pro-Trump meme maker Ricky Vaughn has been indicted for using Twitter to, quote, spread election disinformation to Hillary Clinton voters in 2016. He faces 10 years in prison. His real name is Douglas Mackey, and he used Twitter to post memes and troll Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential cycle. According to an unsealed indictment, Mackey conspired with others on Twitter to encourage black people to cast their votes via text message. He posted a 1 week before the election, he tweeted an image of a black woman in front of an African Americans for President Hillary sign. Emblazoned on the picture was the message, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925, vote for Hillary and be a part of history. And for that, he faces up to 10 years in prison. And yesterday I told you that they were saying two masks are better than one. Well, double that, won't you? From InfoWars.com, doctor tells NBC Americans should consider wearing four face masks. Dr. Scott Siegel told NBC News that Americans should consider wearing four face masks if they want the most effective protection against spreading COVID-19. Of course, I said that yesterday. I said four masks, so he's just copying me. Of course, I said you should make the last mask plastic and just end it all, which is ironic because on the very same day that Fauci says wearing two masks is better than one, the WHO comes out saying you do not need to wear a mask. Of course, Tony Blair says it's inevitable. The global vaccine passports should be implemented now. And finally, the documents of the Ghislaine Maxwell saga have been unsealed, and they are terrifying. More on that as we continue.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract, just called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
InfoWars.com. is tomorrow's news today.
Just start your own stock market. Start your own Reddit, won't you? Of course, we're sticking to this Reddit GameStop saga that is shaking the financial world by the roots. Really incredible stuff. First, let's just try to understand exactly what's going on here. There's a lot of talk about it, but this has been going around as one of the most popular explanations of exactly what's going on. It's the explain it like I'm five explanation, just so we can all get on the same page, we understand what we're talking about here, and then we'll go to some of the reactions and counter reactions to the fallout of what has been occurring over the last few days. So here, this user of Wall Street Bets says, I know at least one of my followers doesn't quite understand what's happening in the stock market right now, and that's enough to motivate me to explain that this is somewhat a turning point in world history. First, you need to understand what a short is in trading. A short is when you borrow a stock from a broker and sell it immediately at its current price. Then you hope the stock's price falls such that you can buy the stock back at a lower price and return the shares you borrowed to your broker, but keeping the difference. Example, let's say I want to short XYZ, which has a current price of $10. I borrow one share and sell it immediately at $10. I have $10 now, but I owe my broker the one share I borrowed. Then let's say the price of XYZ drops to $7. I now decide to cover, that is buy it back, my short position and buy one share at $7 and return the one borrowed share to my broker. I made $10 when I sold and only had to pay $7 to buy it back lower, so my profit is the $3 difference. But now let's say that instead of the XYZ price dropping to $7, it goes up to $15. Well, I still need to return the one borrowed share to my broker, except now it's going to cost me a lot more to buy it back. If I buy it back at 15 so I can return the borrowed share, my losses will be the $5 difference between selling at $10 and rebuying at 15. Since the price can rise indefinitely, my potential losses as a short seller are unlimited. At some point, I have to buy it back to return the shares I borrowed. The more the price rises, the bigger my losses. Now for GameStop. A few weeks ago, a Redditor on the subreddit Wall Street Bets noticed that a hedge fund had taken a massive amount of short trades against GameStop. They convinced everyone on the thread to join forces and buy as much GameStop stock as possible. This made the price rise, and the hedge fund's short position started to lose billions. Their losses even surpassed the $13.1 billion that the hedge fund was worth. Eventually, the hedge fund had to close their short positions and buy all the GameStop stock back at a much, much higher prices, sending the price even higher still. This is called a short squeeze. Now the hedge fund is declaring bankruptcy, and the Reddit thread is combing through other hedge funds with massive short exposure so they can short squeeze them into bankruptcy as well. All of Wall Street is saying that the public joining together in this fashion should be illegal, but really they just lost at their own game to the masses. So I think that's a very good and succinct description of exactly what's going on, even though, again, it seems like black magic witchcraft as far as I'm concerned. All of this double dealing and betting and hedging and all this sort of nonsense. I guess it's what makes our world go round. And that's why the world seems to be screeching to a halt, since a few people have noticed what's going on and are destroying the little scheme of theirs. It's really incredible. And of course, the outcry against this was massive. The levers pulled to prevent this from continuing were really unbelievable. Discord bans the R Wall Street Bets server. Discord has banned the Wall Street Bets server, the company confirmed to The Verge. Reddit's Wall Street Bets subreddit is the driver of an unprecedented rally of GameStop stock and has received a great deal of attention in the press as the stock continues to soar. Discord said it did not ban the server for financial fraud. No, of course not. Of course it didn't ban it for financial fraud. Rather, it was banned because it continued to allow hateful and discriminatory content after repeated warnings. The Verge gained access to the server and can confirm the claim that users of the channel were spamming hateful language, including racial slurs. Oh, dear me. That must be the reason they banned it. Not, of course, because it's costing billionaires their fortune. Here's Discord's full statement. The server has been on our trust and safety team's radar for some time due to occasional content that violates our community guidelines, including hate speech, glorifying violence, and spreading misinformation. Over the past few months, we've issued multiple warnings to the server admin. Today, we decided to remove the server and its owner from Discord for continuing to allow hateful and discriminatory content after repeated warnings. But to be clear, we did not ban this server due to financial fraud related to GameStop or other stocks. Discord welcomes a broad variety of personal finance discussions, from investment clubs to day traders to college students to blah, blah, blah. Just a mighty coincidence. Just a big old coincidence we have on our hands here. Absolutely. Absolutely shocking that they wouldn't at least just cover this and say, you know, the danger to the stock market is incredibly high. So we had to shut it down because we think people are manipulating the stocks. Like, would that be so hard? You're banning it anyway. It's not like anybody can stop you. You can say whatever you want. You actually try to make this about discrimination and hate speech. Are you so transparently dishonest? And are the people watching this starting to understand what the purpose of these words are? Not to actually describe and work against the things that they claim, such as racism and discrimination. No, it's a watchword. It's a lever to be pulled to allow you to destroy your enemies. And that's what's happening here. Really, absolutely incredible stuff. And we'll get into, I just have a huge stack of just some of the best responses to this that I saw on Twitter and elsewhere yesterday. And I'll go through those in the next segment. But for now, I want to go out to the phone lines and hear what you have to say about what's going on. Let's go now to Chris in Texas, who has a simple word in the description of what he wants to talk about. Stocks, Chris. I don't understand them. I don't like them, but they're causing the globalists some trouble. So you have my attention. Thanks for calling in, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, you're doing an awesome job, by the way.
Thank you.
So I'm going to coin a new term right now because we have this Twitter nitwit that apparently thinks the bushes outside of her house have something to do with the stock market. She's a twitwit. All right. But after listening to her, after going through the mental gymnastics and dodging the mental pain that came with what she had to say, she was actually in a roundabout way right. I mean, you just explained it. That's how shorting a stock works. But I just think it's hilarious that all these people in they think they're untouchable, right? And it's the same thing with what happened at the Capitol. You know, you get a bunch of people together, you say, you know what? No, we're putting our foot down. You need to stop your mess. And if you don't, we're going to come get you. And that's what happened. It's just, it came from a different angle and they weren't expecting it.
Yeah. You're exactly right. It's very similar sort of things. It's the critical mass. It's, you know, when you get enough people who just decide they have nothing to lose and they're sick of being stomped on, they're sick of being talked down to, they're sick of being controlled by people that believe themselves to be untouchable and unassailable. Well, enough of those angry underclassmen get up and shake the system and the system starts to crumble. And it's really incredible stuff. And just to be clear, that first video that I played, I'm pretty sure was a joke. I'm pretty sure that was a joke. Obviously, hedges around a house have nothing to do with hedge funds, but it does reflect a lot of people's meager understanding of what exactly the stock market is and does. It's like it's a market they go to, but it's not really a market, but it kind of is. It's all imaginary.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they have moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. We're halfway through the first hour, and we're still sticking on this GameStop manipulation of the stock market. Really incredible stuff. I want to read you just some of the best takes on Twitter about this. Some of the most entertaining, some of the most illuminating, just some of the best stuff. But we'll start with the reaction from the mainstream press. CNN writes this article, "How Trumpism Explains the GameStop stock surge. At the core of Donald Trump's angry populist appeal was and is this sentiment. The elites think they know better than you. They think they can tell you how to live and what to believe. But guess what? We the people are smarter than the elites." Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fairly accurate, actually. Not just the sentiment, but also the underlying cause behind what has caused populism on both sides to rise recently. And on the simple fact that it's not just about the elites not being as smart as you. It's about, I don't care if you're smarter than me. You still don't have a right to rule over me and tell me what you think I should do. Even if your IQ is higher, even if you have a fancy degree, I still am a free person. And just because you have all the money and you have all the power doesn't mean I have to submit to your will. I think that's the little part that they're missing. And the elites are sitting up there going, but we're smarter. We are more educated. We have more money. We're right, and we get to decide
what goes on in this world, and you have to deal with it. And the regular people in America are standing up and saying, to hell with you, I do what I want. Vice News also has this headline, Wall Street bets and GameStop, Reddit's lingering white supremacy problem. That's right, it's white supremacy, hatred, discrimination, hate speech. These are the things that, of course, are simply the words that they're using to justify their demonization of what's going on. And all that's going on is that billionaires are losing billions of dollars. Incredible stuff. I just read that one. Sebastian says the best thing about GameStop and AMC, that's another one of the stocks that Redditors are buying, is that Redditors and Twitter users just beat Wall Street at their own game. No illegality, no manipulation, just straight excitement about a stock, hatred of hedge funds, and the nerve to go David against Goliath. Incredible stuff. Jordan Schachel says, today, hedge funds called in favors to have trading shut down for specific companies across several giant platforms so they could buy time to gather in private to decide what's next. If that's not market manipulation, I don't know what is. And of course, he's referring to things like TD Ameritrade and I believe even Robinhood and some of these others that gave access to regular people to deal with the stock market in what's called retail stock trading, shut down yesterday, or at least shut down the ability for their users to actually buy GameStop stock. So that's collusion and market manipulation, and they can't stand for that. Keith Woods on Twitter at KeithWoodsYT says they have rigged everything, silenced dissent with tech censorship and financial deplatforming. They've rigged the economy with insider trading, rigged democracy with lobbying and mass immigration, and they'll tell you with a straight face that it's racist rednecks are the problem. They don't even flinch at that lie. Columbia Bugle reports, it's easy to spot an authentic populist movement. A, it's not funded by Wall Street. B, big tech censors it. And C, the ruling class accuses the participants in the movement of foreign interference and racism. That's how you spot an authentic movement. Notice the difference between that and some of the Antifa Black Lives Matter support that is given by these very same giant billionaire companies. Wall Street Playboys says, billionaires are allowed to meet in private where they discuss stocks to buy and group dump into $50 billion plus in dollars, but it's illegal for retail to post publicly about a stock they want to buy. That's right, if you do it in private in a skyrise in New York, it's perfectly valid. If you do it with a bunch of friends in your basement, it's illegal and must be stopped and is also probably racist. Pedro L. Gonzalez says, come on, guys, only coke-nosed, arrogant Wall Streeters who look down their noses at middle America can ethically manipulate our financialized fake economy for their benefit and to the detriment of the rest of us. Don't you dare try to take part in that scheme. Ulfric 5% says, growing hatred of Wall Street is a positive development. The rhetoric is heating up. This was impossible with Trump because he was such a shill for them. With his sickening shilling for Wall Street out of the way, this can gain traction and unite people across the political divide. Most of my hatred for Trump, he says, was his Wall Street shilling, especially after his forgotten man BS during the 2016 campaign. He bragged at a Christmas party in 2017 with all his billionaire friends how rich he made them with the tax cuts and policies. And this speaks to a larger theme, which is that this is the populist uprising without Trump. And we really haven't had any movement like this that didn't actually center around Trump probably since 2016 or the Gamergate era. Justin Amash, trader, says the elites don't want a free market. They want a controlled market that protects their profiteering and keeps you subdued. Well, I can't disagree with that. Dan Price, a CEO who often posts about what it's like to be a CEO that actually cares about your workers, says financial industry wrecks the entire economy. Well, we must bail them out. Senators do insider trading. There's nothing we can do. COVID shuts everything down. Quick, bail out the big company stocks with $4 trillion. Oboe and random people do a stonk on Reddit. Quote, halt trading, bail out the hedge funds, they bankrupt. Stonk, if you're not aware, is this meme word for stocks. Columbia Bugle again says, the worst crime you can commit in America is embarrassing our corrupt and evil ruling class. Isn't that the truth? Secular Talk, my arch nemesis, Kyle Kulinski, noted socialist moron, says, the lesson of today is that Wall Street billionaires aren't the smartest guys in the room. They're the greediest and they own the government. Okay, so apparently the smartest guys in the room are Reddit incel racists, according to
Kyle Kalinske. Thanks for acknowledging that. Rod Breslau says, reports this just in, Discord has shut down Wall Street Bets for hate speech, glorifying violence, and spreading misinformation. Scott Greer responds, this is a IQ 187 take, racism is trotted out by our authorities the same way the Soviets used fascism for internal enemies. Any threat was deemed a fascist and excised. In our society, they label you a racist to purge you. Just like the commissars, they don't need much proof. They don't need any proof. It can be a blatant fabrication. They'll do it anyway. Michael Tannenbaum has this great take. Speaking in the voice of a youth pastor, he says, well, do you know who also crashed a market? Do you know who also raged against the money changers? That's right. This can be a learning experience for our young Christians in the world. Right winger says, the last time people separated them from their money changing manipulation, one rode a bayonet, one was hung, one was shot in the head in a parade, one had his entire country incendiary bombed, one was executed with his family in a basement, and one was shot in a theater, basically hinting at the fact that for centuries, it is messing with the bankers and their ability to make money that has been the cause of so much social upheaval when people try to do something to stop them. The Babylon Bee reports, obviously joke headline, Merriam-Webster changes the definition of white supremacist to, quote, anyone who wins in the stock market when they're not supposed to. Thank you, Merriam-Webster, for your cooperation at this time. Shoe on Head, another socialist dummy, says, are you kidding me? CNN's now calling populism Trumpism. Of course, referring to that headline, how Trumpism explains the GameStop stock surge. Sorry, Shoe, you're funny, you do funny videos, but you don't understand what's going on here. Documenting Bitcoin says, Reddit users buy a stock, well, that equals manipulation. When the government prints $4 trillion for Wall Street, that is just banking. There's a difference. Sven Heinrich says, the Fed throws in trillions in liquidity and stocks fly higher. That's cool. Pelosi loads up on Tesla stocks and the stocks flies higher. That's cool. Bunch of little retail guys load up on stocks and fly higher. It requires the White House and Treasury monitoring and servers getting shut down. Right. A little bit inconsistent in their reactions. Hank Oslo says, we are now years deep into a situation where random anons are empirically better at everything from journalism to epidemiology to stock speculation than people intensely vetted by existing institutions. Are you starting to think those filtering processes are broken? No, they're not broken. They're purposefully misaligned in order to benefit those in power and destroy those attempting to rise from obscurity and gain some semblance of power in this world. It's a feudalist system that is now breaking down. Those were the best responses from Twitter. I get yours on the other side.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I'm a simple guy, you know. I don't trust all this hedging and share trading, and I'll pay you for this now, and if it goes up, you'll pay me this later. It's just all nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I like simple financial transactions. I give you money, you give me thing I want. You discount that thing by 50%. I buy two of those things and am satisfied. That's the attitude here at InfoWars, at least for me, and I know for InfoWars Store as well. Make a simple financial transaction that you know goes to defeating the globalist system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and invest in the future of free speech in this country. Make a smart move and invest. These are war bonds for the information war. It's the January 2021 mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared while you still can. Incredible products, incredible prices, and you know exactly where your money's going and how it's being spent. It's being spent here, the InfoWars World Headquarters, to bring you this incredible information and to bring you an opportunity to share your thoughts about the state of the world. And with that, I'd like to go to the phone calls now. Let's go to Free Man in FEMA Region 7, keeping it nice and vague for us. You want to talk about Wall Street. Thanks for calling in, Free Man. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I wanted to point out a couple things with this. I think it's great if this is truly a success. But I'd like to point out that this investment firm could just get bailed out. I'm not an expert with the stock market at all, but all of our money is debt anyway to the Federal Reserve. So another thing, GameStop is going to go out of business. They're not making any money, so it doesn't matter how high their stocks go. And hopefully these people pull out if they can, you know, because that's why it was being shorted. The people at the investment firm were trying to make as much money on the way down as they could.
Right, right. Trying to take advantage of the stock price inevitably falling because it is an outdated business, GameStop, since most games are traded digitally these days. And yeah, the message I'm getting from a lot of people who are participating in this is it's not about making money for them. It's about sending a message. You can almost picture the scene from Batman of Joker just burning the pile of money, or in the
the third Batman of Bane sort of putting his hand on the Wall Street broker and going, do you feel in charge right now? I mean, it's about sort of exposing the absurdity of the stock market and just how easy it would be to manipulate. Because you're right, GameStop has no reason to be so highly valued. It's not making money. It's not going to stage a comeback as far as we can tell. And yet, through concerted effort of just a bunch of people spending a little bit of money each, you can, you know, pump up that price and make it look like it's a Fortune 500 company on its way up. And it really just exposes the falseness of the entire system. And I think people can, you know, if you bought GameStop when it was, you know, just when this was just starting and now it's at, you know, this massive high stock price, you could cash out and make a ton of money. And I'm seeing lots of memes of, you know, it's like the girlfriend being like, please just cash out. We have tens of thousands of dollars. We need that. And it's the husband just being like, no, it's about sending a message. I don't want the money. I want them to suffer. And that's really what I'm getting here. I'll go ahead and read this. Thanks for the call, Freeman, because this is a nice little segue into what is inspiring the people involved in this into doing what they're doing. It's a message on our Wall Street Bets. That's the subreddit. And it's titled, A Message to Everyone on Wall Street with Someone Who with Nothing to Lose. You Only Think You're in Control. He says, you're trying to scare us into selling. It won't work. Let me explain why. He says, I grew up poor. I grew up on the poor side of town. I remember my parents struggling with money for years. Crummy cars, crummy clothes, never owned any video game consoles because not only did my parents not approve of them, they couldn't afford them. Ramen was a staple at home. I still eat it to this day. He says, I've struggled and have always dealt with debt, and I've lived basically paycheck to paycheck for my entire adult life. If you think the prospect of losing the few hundred dollars I have invested in GameStop is going to scare me into selling before Friday, you couldn't be more wrong. When you only ever average like $1,000 in your checking account, what's the difference when it's $100 or $10? Do you have any idea how many times I've been there before? Do you know what I do when I'm completely effing broke? I literally shrug my shoulders, play some video games or music until my next paycheck, and I'll do it again. I'm not here to get rich overnight. I don't have enough to invest and make that happen. I'm here to say F you and to be a part of this movement. I will never sell, never. I don't even care about the money at this point. If I never see it again, it makes absolutely no difference to me. I have to go right back to work tomorrow and the next day and the next week. And there's another one. There's an open letter to Melvin Capital, which is the main holder of these shorts that had to declare bankruptcy since the amount it owed in shorts exceeded its holdings. It's an open letter to Melvin Capital, CNBC, Boomers, and WSB, that's Wall Street Bets. He says, I vividly remember the enormous repercussions and the reckless actions by those on Wall Street in my personal life when he was a teen during the 08 crisis. He says, I was fortunate my parents were prudent and a little paranoid and they had food storage saved up. When that crisis hit our family, we were able to keep our house. We lived off pancake mix, powdered milk, and beans and rice for a year. Ever since then, my parents have kept food storage and they keep it updated and fresh. Those close to me, my friends and extended family, were not nearly as fortunate. And he goes on to just describe how painful the collapse of the economy was to the poor people of that time. And so he says, to Melvin Capital, you stand for everything that I hated during that time. You're a firm who makes money off exploiting a company and manipulating markets and media to your advantage. Your continued existence is a sharp reminder that the ones in charge of so much hardship during the 08 crisis were not punished. And your blatant disregard for the law, made obvious months ago through your illegal naked short selling and more recently through your obscene market manipulation after hours, shows you haven't learned a single thing since 08. And why would you? Your ilk was bailed out and rewarded for terrible and illegal financial decisions that negatively changed the lives of millions. I bought shares a few days ago. I dumped my savings into GameStop. I paid my rent for this month with my credit card, and I dumped my rent money into more GameStop, which for people here at WSB, I would not recommend. And he said, I'm holding. This is personal for me and millions of others. You can drop the price of GameStop after hours, $120. I'm not going anywhere. You can pay for thousands of Reddit bots. I'm holding. You can get every mainstream media outlet to demonize us. I don't care. I'm making this as painful for you as I can. So this is about revenge for a lot of people. This is about sending a message very clearly that there's now something, even if it hurts these people, there's something that they can do to strike back at the people that they've had to sit back and watch commit crimes over and over, short sell the market, crash the market, and then be bailed out with their tax money. It's an obscene and broken system, and this is a
outlashing a backlash to that. And it's as simple as that. It's not about making money for the people involved in this. It's literally about sending a message. It is about saying that we're going to screw you over and not blink twice about it. But you're right that if the pattern holds, these stock market companies are just going to be bailed out by the government again. Your taxes are going to go up, and the people who, suffered from the 08 crash and for every crash, you know, in the last 100 years, the people who caused those are once again going to be bailed out and supported by our government. And it's drawing attention to this, and hopefully it doesn't happen, because hopefully this is sort of a signal that the American people are not going to put up with the abuse anymore. Let's go now to Jay in Tennessee, who wants to talk about the stock market. Thanks for calling, Jay. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Hello.
I don't understand a lot of things about the market. I've been putting money in for about 12 years, and about 4 years back, I watched it go way down on my portfolio, and it came back up the last 4 years. And this insider trading that they do in the Senate and the House, I don't understand why it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really confused why what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. I'm kind of wondering, is it just okay to go into a bank and rob it and say, hey, Black Lives Matter, you know? I'm really frustrated. How come the American people allow the House and the Senate to be in charge of and in debt $27 or $29 trillion, and we keep putting money into the Social Security and think someday it's going to be there when we retire? I'm a truck driver. I love my job. I go over the road. Turbo Force helps. But I love my job because I get out and see the world. I don't think I'm any more essential than somebody that has children, because they got to feed their children.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this 32 years. And if I had to sit in my house and look at the walls the last 8-9 months, I would have gone cuckoo.
Yeah.
And I am a little cuckoo right now over all the happenings.
Well, no, but you're pointing out a very important point. You put it so perfectly. It's like, I don't get why what is illegal is legal, or what is legal is illegal, and what is legal is legal. I mean, it's a total divorce from common sense, from logic, or from basic humanity, and it's about manipulating whatever laws you can to get ahead for those on top.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. And the last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hedge funds do a lot of things to make money, but one of those things is trading in the options market, shorting companies. In other words, making money when the stock price of other companies, sometimes American companies, goes down. They lose money, hedge funds make money. It's part of the business model, shorting stocks. So borrowing shares and selling them on the expectation that those shares will decline in value. Well, for the past several months, hedge funds have shorted the stock of a retailer called GameStop. People online watch this. This kind of stuff happens all the time. And by the way, sometimes hedge fund managers go on television, we've talked about this before on the show, and attack specific companies or whole sectors of the economy, hoping the value will go down and they can profit from it. That's pretty ugly. Very ugly. It's very wrong. It's apparently legal, though. So people online watched all this, and ultimately they decided to act. A group of people on Reddit decided to buy up GameStop options, and that triggered a chain reaction that drove GameStop share price higher and higher and higher. As of today, shares of GameStop are up 1,700% since the beginning of the month. That means people on Reddit profited. People in hedge funds who were betting that share price would go down lost money. And that's a crime! Only people who work for hedge funds are allowed to manipulate the market, often with the help of CNBC. Normal people are not allowed to do that. Already the people in charge of our system are outraged that anyone without an official position at a hedge fund would dare manipulate the market to their benefit. The communications platform Discord has taken action against this. They've shut down the day traders, claiming that they're committing hate speech. In other words, if you do what hedge funds do, but you don't work at a hedge fund, you're a racist. Obviously. It's just the beginning. Today, the CEO of NASDAQ jumped to the hedge fund's rescue and suggested that day trading would need to be halted.
We see a significant rise in the chatter on social media channels, and then we also match that up against unusual trading activity. We will potentially halt that stock to allow ourselves to investigate the situation, to be able to engage with the company, and to give investors a chance to recalibrate their positions.
So this seems like a really big and significant story. This is not a financial show, though. We're not fluent really in this stuff. Charles Payne is. He's hosted Making Money with Charles Payne on Fox Business. And so we're grateful to have him on tonight to explain what is going on and what it means. Charles, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Tucker, you hit a whole lot of it, but let me just fill it in a little bit more, because not only are these folks, these hedge funds selling the stock, they don't own the stock, so they borrow it. Imagine you borrow a stock that's trading at $10, and then you drive the share price down, and then you buy it back for a dollar. You make the difference, $9. And to your point, they're allowed to short so much stock. Do you know the amount of stock that was out on GameStop? Let's just say 100% of the shares that are out. Well, they shorted 140% of the stock. So they borrowed the same stock over and over and over, the same shares, and sold it into the market over. Their job, their mission was to drive GameStop to zero. Zero. No one said a word on any financial network, particularly CNBC, which always lets the shorts come on and a sale go to war with companies, almost voiceless companies. So what happens? Some people get wind of this. These folks that you said, these individual investors, they decide to buy the stock up. They start to pressure the shorts. It's called a short squeeze. And it's working. And Wall Street is losing its mind. And Wall Street now wants to change the rules of the game, because a bunch of people with accounts ranging from $500 to $2,500 are taking down the billionaires.
Amazing. So the options, I mean, it's a much longer conversation about whether the options market actually helps the real American economy in any way. But unless I'm missing what you're saying, when individual investors tried to do what hedge funds do every day, but to the benefit of GameStop, they're now racist for doing that, and they need to be purged from the internet.
Well, you know, in any war, the first thing you want to do is cut off the line of communication. So hence, they are going to be cutting off this Discord, right? They're not going to allow the communication. So once you do that, then you start to change other rules of the game.
Clearly. Charles Payne, I really appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal has begun. There is continuing news with this stock market turmoil. GameStop and AMC. Robinhood removes GameStop. AMC puts notice on pages saying, quote, you can close out your position on this stock, but you cannot purchase additional shares. Robinhood legitimately hid Nokia, AMC, GameStop, and another from search. Internet Psychology 101. This will only make things worse for you, Wall Street. Things are getting blown up today. Take all the cash you can afford to lose and buy. Reuters reports refile Robinhood Interactive Brokers restrict trading in GameStop, other hot stocks. So yes, big tech is working together with Wall Street to prevent the continued hemorrhaging of these billion-dollar hedge firms. Incredible stuff. But I hear you. There's lots of other stuff going on in the news today, so we're going to go out to your phone calls and hear what else is on your mind. To give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Let's go now to Hobbs in Nebraska, who wants to talk about the Boogaloo interview that and he hangs up. That's fine. Let's go now to Nick in Florida, who says he's mad and mad as hell. Nick, are you going to take it anymore? You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hey. Yeah, I was watching the Jeff Dunn interview last night, and literally my head was spinning. when I see the leaders of these so-called LARPing organizations, like the Boogaloo Boys, I call them actually the Boogaloo Bitches. I mean, that dude was just absolutely last night. And then he has the gall to come on and actually admit to Alex Jones that he talked to the FBI and he talked to the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's just a joke. I mean, that guy, that's your leader. I mean, I'm sure there's some tough guys in the Boogaloo, whatever, some soldiers or whatever, but that's one of your so-called leaders, one of your so-called, you know, people that's higher up. And I was at the last three events in D.C. I'm like, The middle one, all right, when all the Proud Boys were there, that night I was marching around with them. We were looking around for Antifa or whatever, and like three of them guys ended up getting stabbed, and I didn't see any of the Proud Boys. I actually call them the Proud Bitches too. The stuff I saw that night made me realize that these organizations, the Boogaloo Boys with their Hawaiian shirts, LARPing around, acting like they're going to do something, carrying their little plastic ARs, acting like they're hard, they're not really going to do anything. And the point of the matter is, you know, when most of the people, I've been studying different revolutions all across the world, especially in Northern Ireland from the 70s.
Right.
And these groups all get infiltrated, and it's been going on for so long. Now it's coming out. Enrique, who I've met a couple times now at different events, and like the Stop the Steal in Georgia, I talked to him. I talked to him twice in D.C. And now he was working for the feds. It's like, this is a joke. People need to realize, like, this is life and death. And unfortunately, if you like studied the IRA and how they were infiltrated, and they actually had paid government officials working in the IRA, organizing them, that were helping blow stuff up, destroy stuff. So this isn't new stuff with the feds being infiltrated, and actually how they actually ended up kind of getting around it is just forming small little groups and just doing like direct action by themselves. But people need to realize the end result of true civil war, and we really haven't gotten to that point yet because God hasn't really sent us a message in order to really fight back, but we're getting there really close. But the thing is, yeah, most of the people are probably going to end up in jail for the rest of their life or dead. And that's what we're dealing with. These people are already literally, physically, mentally, and spiritually killing us, and they've been doing it for years. And it's like, you know, when enough people wake up and they've lost everything and they realize what's going on, you know, as far as the stock market and all that stuff's concerned, they're just going to manipulate it so they win in the end anyway. Mm. So it's like, yeah, we're getting a short-term win and everything else right now, but they're just going to fit. I mean, they just literally stole the election right beneath our faces.
Right.
Like, basically, pee down our backs, tell us it's raining. And, you know, no one does anything. You don't think they're going to change the stock market and manipulate it as to where they're going to win? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I beg the people actually, two things. I beg the people to actually study some old revolutions, especially like what happened in Northern Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and how a few people with dedicated devotion can actually make a real change. And I also got a couple ideas for shirts for InfoWars, put them out there. The first one would be the InfoWars Resistance Army. That'd be a good idea for a shirt. Also, you can have one with a donkey basically stomping. I have an elephant wearing like a burglar mask. And, you know.
I think you should make these yourselves and start selling them. Make your own business and your own shirts. That's what I thought.
But we appreciate
the ideas, and I really appreciate the phone call and the sentiments that you're expressing, because that was what I heard a lot about the interview with the Boogaloo Boys yesterday, is basically people going, these guys are going to get us all killed. These guys are fools. They don't know what they're doing. And really a lot of people echoing what you said, that you need to study. You said old revolutions. Well, the IRA wasn't that long ago, and there are still resistance groups, you know, waging offensive war, violent resistance against occupation to this day in certain parts of the world. And so, yeah, you have to study those and get up to speed on those and understand that you're in a rock and a hard place where organization is necessary to bring about any sort of change or have any sort of mass action. But at the same time, the moment you start organizing, and the greater your organization gets, the greater likelihood it will be infiltrated or turned aside to a, you know, to something that you don't want it to be. So you really got to be smart. You got to look into how this has played out in history and how it plays out even to this day in other parts of the country. Take those into account, recognize the reality of the situation, and not act like fools and act like you're untouchable, or act like, you know, your belief in the Constitution will prevent those who are destroying the Constitution from trampling all over it in order to get to you. So thanks for the call so much, Nick. Let's go now to Johnny in Denmark. He has some optimism for Trump. I haven't heard too much from Trump these days. I hear he's in Florida, perhaps making bets on Robin Hood. We don't know. But thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Hi, Harry. Before I get to that, just have a quick question, because I've been calling now for once a week, respectful of your request that people do so when they've gotten through. But I noticed there were several callers that I've gotten through more frequently. Have you lifted that restriction or not?
I try to go to callers that I haven't seen before in general, but you're on the air now and you don't have much time. So whatever point you'd like to make, Johnny.
Sure. Five reasons for optimism. And I think even rational reasons for great optimism. One, at least the majority, as I mentioned before, of the unprecedentedly great red and white pilling under presidential candidate and President Trump since June 16, 2015, can't be undone, far less by executive order, especially presidential executive order.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the upcoming Senate trial of him afforded and affords an opportunity for the legislative branch, almost all the Democratic and even some Republican Congress members, judicially, especially Chief Justice Roberts, and his refusal to even mention the reason for which he's not going to preside over it, which constitutionally he should.
Mm-hmm.
Three, executively, the entire de jure Biden administration, de facto Biden regime. And four, almost the entire mainstream fourth estate, including the big tech news websites, platforms, search engines, et cetera, to further publicly expose themselves as de facto anti-U.S., anti-West, anti-humanity, anti-God traitors that they are. I gave an opportunity to Senator Paul to call in a publicly aired nine-minute speech that you played yesterday in its entirety, and I applaud you for that, to the Senate, the trial, the antithesis of unity, and I quote, a sham, a travesty, et cetera. And Trump, and this is extremely important and a cause for great optimism as far as I'm concerned, I just hope it goes through the trial, to have his almost unbelievably enormous election fraud evidence, which has still never been heard.
No, you're right. Yeah, the impeachment is a great time that we can actually publicly air those grievances. It'll be great.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government-pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars even making social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to waste no time and go straight out to your phone calls because we have people on hold, and I want to get to as many of them as possible. I just ask you to please keep your comments as concise as you possibly can for the benefit of those who are still waiting to speak. Let's go to Steve in Michigan, who wants to talk about Bitcoin. Thanks for calling in, Steve. As little as I understand the stock market, I understand Bitcoin even less. Maybe you can enlighten us. Thanks for calling in, Steve. You're on the air. All right, Steve. That was not what I wanted to hear. Let's go to Richard in New York, who wants to talk about January 6th. Thanks for calling in, Richard. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. I can hear you
fine. All right. I hope you can bear with me a little while, because I saw something at the Capitol building. What we had there was a peaceful protest of about a million people coming to address their grievances before the Congress, just as the Constitution says. But there's something known in history as a fifth column. It goes back to World War II and even before that. Sure. The communists use a fifth column to enter into your group, work their way in, and take your, in a jujitsu move, grab your blow, your arm, and pull you in and slam you into the wall. And that's what happened. But there's a photograph. It's a wonderful photograph. You've got to see this. It's the hit piece that they did on Frontline in the first minute or so of the program. There's a photograph of the man who shot that poor woman.
Mm.
This is Babbitt, the sacrificial lamb. When the fifth column comes up the stairs and they're breaking out the windows, there's a photograph of him and three or four other security people with guns drawn. Now, we know that when she was shot, there was only the one man. The man who shot her has in his hand a stick. And that stick is, by my understanding of certain things, there are secret societies that run the world, I think. And that's an opinion that they call it a conspiracy theory. It looks to me like a wand. And he's holding this in his hand. This fifth column breaks the window, and they get this poor girl up the stairs. They put her up the window, and he executes her by bleeding her through the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems very much like a sacrifice. I hate to say that out loud, but if you take that picture, when you're 1 minute in there, and you see that he's got that stick in his hand, explain the stick. I don't know if anything that I said may not be true. It's probably just nonsense, right?
Well, the crew is looking for the photo right now, but can you describe what made you think it was more like a wand? I mean, was it like a billy club type stick, or was this sort
of... Oh, no, sir. This is like a stick.
An ornamental thing? Okay.
No, it's not an ornamental thing. If you look up wand, okay... Uh-huh. You'll see that it's a stick you cut from a tree, generally. I mean, it doesn't have to be. You can use all kinds of wands. But generally, I have people in my family, Wiccans and things. But it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The thing is, they take a stick and they cut it. It's a stick from a tree.
Right.
Hand. It's in his hand. The gun is in his hand. And the wick, the wand is in his hand with the gun.
Mm.
It's just absolutely bizarre. Now, other than that, I would like to point out that in the same report, there's a piece in there where they have a picture of Mr. Lanza, I guess this is his name, the one that shot those people at the
Sandy Hook, yep.
Sandy Hook, yes. And they're reading Alex Jones, they're playing Alex Jones behind his photograph, and he's talking about the Aurora, Colorado shooting, and the man who was dressed up like the guy in the movie.
Yeah, the Joker. I guess what they did was they re-edited that Frontline documentary to include stuff about January 6th, as if to make it look like all of the stuff that InfoWars was involved in and Trump led up to January 6th. So they repurposed that Frontline documentary that was meant to smear and tar Alex Jones and InfoWars, and they've re-edited, they've updated it for January 6th. We'll try to find that image that you're talking about, and thank you for the call. Thank you for looking out for that, because we know things like magic wands, things that sort of enter into the mainstream as something kind of silly. It's like, oh, Harry Potter has a wand. Well, they actually go back a really long way to occult symbolism. And a lot of people don't know that since it takes on this popular culture sort of meme. And a lot of these secret societies that are still around and still operate in these occultic ceremonies and things still use these as legitimate magic items, even though it's sort of scoffed at and looked at as silly by the larger mainstream population. The reality is the people involved in this stuff do believe in it, and the symbolism itself can be extremely powerful. So thank you for drawing our attention to that, and we'll try to find exactly what you're talking about as we look through that Frontline documentary. Let's go now to Scott in Georgia, who has some ideas for what we do now. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I was just curious what you think about if we would start a website, maybe called We the People, that we can basically donate to and hire attorneys to sue these people. I don't know if you could sue Pelosi or Pence for treason, but surely breaking our constitution rights and not letting us have a fair election. And also, like CNN and NPR that are basically slandering us. They're basically calling us domestic terrorists. I mean, I'm not a domestic terrorist. I went to the rally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, you know, if we could hire like Barnes and Larry Klayman. I don't know how we could do it, and maybe have a part on there. We could actually fill out a form to be a part of the lawsuit, have people mail it out, have it notarized, mail it back, and sue these people.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Think you have a lot of people that are upset.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. It's definitely something that the left does, and the right can start to do it as well. What we need is like an anti-defamation league, right? We need that same sort of or SPLC, right? An anti-SPLC, a group of lawyers that's highly paid and highly connected and can operate for us rather than against us, because that's the way that the left has made so many gains in the last couple decades, has been not through politics, not through appeals to the masses, but to manipulation and cooperation behind the scenes in courtrooms. And I think that's a fantastic idea. And there's a great article that I'll go into a little bit later that answers that question. What do we do now with similar suggestions such as that? Thank you so much, Scott. And if you make the website, I'll join it. I'll donate. So this is the type of stuff we need every InfoWarrior out there doing and getting involved in and making phone calls and making this type of stuff happen. A lot of people don't have time to do that. A lot of people don't have the skills to do that. Some people just want to see it done, but they don't know what they can do. Well, I'm here to tell you there's one thing that you can do today, you can do right now, that will help an organization that has been a very, very powerful force against the globalist onslaught. And that is, of course, yours truly, our very own InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make a purchase, and that is a war bond in the fight in this great battle for human liberty that is at stake now and in more danger now than ever before. There are only 3 days left in the January 2021 mega sale. Get prepared while you still can. 3 days left to get your storable food, your air filters, your supplements at some of the lowest prices they have ever been offered. That's 50% off Super Male Vitality, 25% off Pollen Block, and so many more. And every dollar you spend at InfoWarsStore.com goes directly into waging this great battle for the dignity and destiny of the human race. And we thank you so much for going to InfoWarsStore.com.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown. Pollen Block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, Pollen Block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are sticking to mostly your phone calls in this second hour, and I'd like to go to Nicholas in Missouri. I understand Nicholas has called in and been on hold a few times, but his phone always drops. So I want to go to him before that can happen again. Thanks for calling in, Nicholas. You are on the air, sir.
How's it going, Mr. Harrison? Do you have a good? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Congratulations on getting through.
Thank you, sir. First time caller. I'll make this quick and simple and kind of to the point, sir. First off, I'm a combat veteran. I fought and served in Afghanistan and Iraq. I think it's very refreshing to find such an American-based news media outlet such as InfoWars. I can't thank you guys enough for what you guys do.
Oh, we're honored. Thank you, sir. We do our best.
Kind of keeping this moving on, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about a violent revolution, violent, you know, take up arms, go fight. You know, as a combat veteran, I can tell you right now there's nothing more that pleases me than to serve and protect my country. However, that being said, maybe we need to kind of sit back and take a look at this. In a broad scheme of things, when you look at a war, when you look at declarations of war, and you begin to see how wars unveil each other, a few of the things that you look for is the destruction of supply chain. We've got that.
Yep.
The destruction of the economy.
Yeah.
You got that.
Communication lines. That's been a major one. They've cut our communication lines.
Exactly, sir. And then the next thing that you have is you have downfall of leadership. You have turmoil inside of your leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all these things. So for those that, you know, I mean, just to kind of put it out there on the table for people to kind of think about, at what point in time do we draw the line and do we become extremists, quote unquote, to take up arms and fight for our country back? Just kind of food for thought, not really supporting one or the other. I saw enough bloodshed overseas to keep it from coming here to this country, and it already pains me enough to see so much of it coming in as it is. Another quick thing that I wanted to talk about, you know, kind of keeping this moving forward so that other callers can get in, is the economy. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. I feel very blessed to be able to bring everybody their goods across the United States. There's a lot of us truck drivers out here, a lot of us owner-operators. One of the things that I've seen since the inauguration of this quote-unquote president that we have is a huge increase in the cost of fuel in a very short amount of time. Now, right. What I think is kind of funny is how all of a sudden we have this stock market issue. Everybody's blowing up about today, but nobody's talking about fuel prices and how much fuel prices are going up. The problem, the thing that I have to say about that is, you know, I believe it's drawing attention away from this issue. As the price of fuel goes up, so does the cost of transportation of goods.
Right.
As the cost of transportation goods goes up, so does the cost of goods, period. Just kind of something for everybody to kind of think about. I kind of partly wonder if I understand the scenario behind what's going on. I understand they're doing this to make a motion to create a movement, and I support them. I think they're doing the right thing. But that's just something else to kind of think about in this turmoil, talking about stock market. Maybe some of the things we could look at is our economy right here. I mean,
right.
Smack in the middle of it with fuel costs.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very good point that the shutting down of the Keystone Pipeline and everything, of course, is going to drive our energy costs up. We'll have to be importing energy if we're not going to be able to just import it through the pipeline. There's lots of, you know, down the line economic, effects from that. It's interesting to me sort of the line between the two things that you're talking about, because what we're really looking for is in the conflict between the regular American people and the establishment. That seems to be the real main friction is between those two groups, is you're almost looking for something like the GameStop stock market event, because it's something that they can't stop. It's something that even if they know it's coming, they can't defend against it. There's nothing they can do about it. Of course, they're shutting down, marketplaces and stuff like that. But it's like that's what everybody seems to be sort of looking for, is like, okay, they've got all their bases covered. So what can we do that will overwhelm all of their defenses all at once, not in a literal physical way, but in a metaphoric way or in a strategic way, absolutely overwhelm their defenses. And because you're right, you know, what we don't want is Americans going to war with each other and the American government then saying, oh, we can't handle it. Please come in and help us, UN, help us, China, and basically dissecting us up that way and scattering the real American people to the wind. It's a very tenuous position that we're in. But I thank you so much for the phone call, Nicholas. Another great truck driver. We get a lot of truck drivers calling into the show, and I really appreciate it and appreciate what you guys do. And maybe we can have like maybe one Friday a month or something. You know, they do the veteran call-in show on the War Room. Maybe we'll do a truck driver call-in show. We'll just ask all the truck drivers to call in and give us their opinions on what they're seeing as they cross the country, because obviously a lot of our listeners and supporters are truck drivers, and we really appreciate it. And I mean, you guys are the lifeblood of this economy, and that's a lot of responsibility and power you guys have. And maybe we can use that to our advantage and to your advantage as well. So thank you for the call, Nicholas. Let's move on to Sean in Florida, who wants to talk about the stock manipulation that's been going on. Thanks for calling in, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, so I guess I was trying to make the connection to what happened in the oil market back in May of last year, where oil prices closed negative
mm-hmm.
On the closing contract. So a lot of this really just comes down to people are on the wrong side of the trade. So there's just an imbalance of buyers and sellers. So it doesn't really matter what stock it is. People are gaming the buyers versus the sellers, not the actual stock. So it doesn't really matter.
Right.
And so what you're seeing right now, it's at $330 right now, 33. What you're seeing is actually pretty orderly. It doesn't look like panic buying yet. And I don't know if you saw, a lot of the brokers are increasing the fee to charge short sellers, which means that there's going to be a lot of pain put on the short sellers. So all you really have to do is just wait, and over time they're going to have to basically cover and start buying. And it's going to come to a point where, like, right now it's like you keep everything steady so that way the people that you want to get out can get out. And then at a certain point, they're just going to kind of pull the floodgate open, and then everything's going to pop and it's going to clear itself out. But a lot of people on the short side are going to get margin calls and all that. But we actually haven't seen that yet. So it's
so actually, what do you think? What do you think the timeline is on this, Sean? How long do you think this will go on? Do you think this will evolve and continue until new regulations and new strictures are put in? I mean, what's going to be the downwind effect of this?
Well, I think people are going to start looking around the rest of the market and start picking out other stocks that are doing similar things.
Mm-hmm.
The timeline is this can only go on for a short period of time. So if they raise the fee to 30%, that means after 3 days, you have to be out. Otherwise, you're wiped out.
Right.
Or put up more capital. Right. So this is going to explode probably this week.
Wow.
Or what's today? Let's say Thursday. So it's probably early next week. And then people get caught over the weekend. So. I mean, this thing really could be like oil went to negative $40.
Mm-hmm.
This thing could go to 5,000, like obviously within a day, and then it all clears out and everybody's on the wrong side and it comes back to reality. But that's still enough.
Well, refresh my memory. What happened with oil going down at the beginning of last year? Because I remember as I was going through my year in review for 2020, it was right when COVID happened. It was like the biggest stock market crash of all time. It was just terrible. And you know, it was all these talks of bailouts and just, it was like, just totally tanked the stock market. And then within like a month, it was right back up. Trillions of dollars have been pumped in. It was like, it was sort of like what we're seeing now with just total manipulation of stocks, in order to sort of craft the image of everything crashing. Shoot, we're running out of time. I got to go to commercial break. I'm sorry. I can't get more from you, Sean, but I appreciate your insight into that. Clearly a lot of our listeners have a better grip on what's going on than even I do, which is why we have the phone lines open, and we'll be going to your calls continuing in the next segment as we close out the hour with Scott from Florida, Lauren from Ohio, Black Lightning from Florida, Samantha from Michigan, and U-Haul from Tennessee. We'll get as many of you in as we can in the next segment, and then the rest of you in the next hour. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can,
Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday. When I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah, I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWar store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of the second hour of American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. You can share all these video links. You click the share button. It gives you a disguised URL so the tyrants at Twitter don't know who you're actually sending people to. And it's a great way to get around the censorship, spread this message, spread this information. And, of course, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go now to John in Texas, who has a comment about the Boogaloo, the old Boogaloo movement, of course, having to do with the interview that Alex had yesterday with one of the so-called leaders of the Boogaloo movement. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, the whole interview was rather frustrating. That guy, Mr. Dunn, he seems to be an expert in obfuscating the truth, just twisting, diversion, never giving a straight answer. And then on a basic fact, when Alex Jones just had him dead to rights, completely proven wrong, which was about General Patton, he just quickly changes the subject and refuses to admit he's wrong. And just on a personal analysis level, you know, it just shows huge amount of ego and pride and arrogance that he can't just admit on a basic fact that he was incorrect. He just basically BS's his way around it. But it's actually way deeper than that. And a lot of people who saw that interview got frustrated. And I'm about to tell you why. The guy, in my opinion, and his whole movement, is actually basically the left-hand path. And so their goal is no different than any Satanist. So they are trained and taught that lying is good and just BSing people is the strategy. That's why that interview was so frustrating. The guy is not going to speak straight. He doesn't want to speak straight. And he thinks he's cute. He thinks he's funny. And if you look at his face, he's like a giant man child. You really think that guy's a tough guy? I mean, he looks like he hasn't even finished physically maturing. Anyway, besides the point, one of the guys in his group put his wrist up, and I saw a strange symbol on his wrist, a tattoo. I'd never seen it before. Now I just stumbled upon it. It's called the Order of Nine Angels. These guys are satanic. They're like neo-Nazi groups. And basically what's going on is there's a lot of disillusioned white people who want to find their heritage, and so they're being co-opted into thinking their heritage is pagan because that's what they think is the original heritage of Europe, which, of course, They don't even understand the pagan traditions, which are their, which are the traditions of those people, and not necessarily opposed to God, because, of course, in Norse mythology, they had the Allfather as the creator of the entire universe. So they don't even understand pagan mythology, not to mention the fact that real white people heritage would be the indigenous church of Europe, which is Celtic Orthodox and stuff like that, before the Roman imperial church took them over with the crusade against King Harold. But that's a different story. These people are uneducated about history, and their ignorance and ego and arrogance is being preyed upon, so that they're being told that white identity should be associated with paganism, which leads them, of course, to Satanism. So the thing is these guys are accelerationists, and you know about accelerationists. We all know about accelerationists. We all got to be aware that it's in their interest to bring America down any which way. So when you understand that, of course, it's a no-brainer that they will work with Black Lives Matter, who are obviously working to bring America down.
Okay, so what do you think the purpose of the Boogaloo movement really is, and what do you think should be done about it?
So their expressed purpose is to bring a civil war in America, with pretty much a lot of those guys saying it'll be a race war. So not that I think that that's accurate, but the point is that their goal is to bring down the existing system of America. And they are, because they are with the left-hand path, anyone who is a degenerate, any activity that would destroy the fabric of American society, they are training their people to go with that. So they don't really care about the specifics. Whatever is evil, see, that it's just Satanism. Whatever is bad for America. So remember, Jesus said, we can win through love. But this guy wants to preach eye for an eye, and even worse. So he's going against Jesus' teaching. His strategy is no different than a typical pagan strategy. In other words, an anti-Christian strategy. So it comes down to good versus evil. The strategy they're putting forward as the one to do is exactly what would destroy America, and that's on purpose. So they will promote anything that is bad for America because they believe in accelerationism. So they think America needs to be destroyed. And to be honest with you, that guy John Sullivan might be one of them too. A lot of these people, they're just liars, okay? That's why they said on video, let's burn it down. That's why they say we should just work with Black Lives Matter. Who would work with Black Lives Matter? What patriot would work with Black Lives Matter? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, obviously there is a lot of anger, and what they represent is a growing movement of people that are totally disaffected and really are just like, I don't care. I want to see it all burn. And they're giving them sort of a path. And even if it's a left hand path, it's at least somebody who seems like they're doing something. So, I guess that would be the appeal of it. And nobody else is really giving a different option. So what would be the other option other than what they're offering? And I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
No, yeah, 100%. Well, the other option is what Alex Jones is putting forward. So the path that Jesus laid out, the strategic path of Jesus, the way, is to turn the other cheek. So we would march, and if they want to mow us all down, we let them mow us all down, and we keep marching, and we celebrate our martyrs, and we don't stop. And if they want to try to intimidate us by creating martyrs, it won't work. For every one martyr they make, you make 10 more supporters. So this is the way that Jesus explained it. They can't beat you if you all stand shoulder to shoulder and dedicate your life to the cause. But if you want to go down the opposite path, the anti-Christian path, and you want to start shooting the police, well, it will literally turn into a total bedlam and civil war, obviously.
Right, and then you lose the support from the good people that want change but don't like seeing, you know, police officers gunned down in the street. It's a very good point. Anything else before I let you go, John?
Not much, just if the crew could find that clip of the guy holding his hand up, and on his inside wrist, it's a tattoo of the Order of the Nine Angels, which,
yeah,
I mean, that pretty much proves it right there.
Yeah, we just had up the Wikipedia article for it, and I know what you mean. Like, I love Norse myths. I'm listening to a Norse myth book right now, but they're fun stories. It's not exactly something that you want to actually base your belief system around. There's a reason that Christianity supplanted it rather rapidly in the first century and beyond, yeah.
I believe the Norse mythology fits in the Old Testament, and it's because that's the time period that those people were from. So the people who colonized Scandinavia originally come from Noah's boat, and their understanding of reality, and they're glorifying their ancestors because they even call all the gods their ancestors except for the All Father. So you see, it's just a misunderstanding because what they're teaching is not very different than the Old Testament. But of course, everything changed with the incarnation of the Word of God, which is something that the devil will make sure. Here's another thing. Anytime you have one of those guys on and we're trying to figure out if they're legit or not, just ask them, what's your opinion about Jesus? If they are motivated by the spirit of the devil, you'll see in their eyes total insanity as you mention the name of Jesus, and they will never pledge allegiance to Jesus. Okay, so if you're trying to figure out if these guys are good or not, it's very simple. You know, if he's against Jesus, that's all you need to know.
The ultimate litmus test. Well, I'm for Jesus, John, so maybe I passed your test. Thanks so much for the call. Very, very informative and passionate stuff. I appreciate that. Let's go now to Scott in Florida, who wants to talk about a second Great Depression coming on. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Smith. I am not disputing that 400,000 Americans have died from COVID. However, you do not shut down an entire economy and create a second Great Depression to stop this pandemic. And
right.
It's a deliberate and ruthless attempt to destroy the U.S. economy and wreak havoc on the American people. This pandemic is deliberately being used to destroy Americans' First and Second Amendment rights. Our elected officials are ruthlessly determined to silence and disarm the American people. Furthermore, this nightmare is right out of the George Soros and Saul Alinsky and Rothschild playbook to create a communist America.
Yep.
This New World Order wants to foist this phony vaccine upon us, but our evil government refuses to give us enough money to survive. The election was phony. This nightmare is right out of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which prove there is a vast and sinister Jewish plot to control the world. I believe that. The Jews control Wall Street, Washington, the media, Federal Reserve, Hollywood, AIPAC, and the U.S. government. Make no mistake, we have a Zionist-occupied government, people, or ZOG, which has enslaved the American people. The Jews would claim what I said is anti-Semitic. It's not. It's a fact. And by the way, the protocols is not a forgery. It's authentic. Henry Ford published them in 1922, and his famous The International Jew. Henry Ford said that the Jews, it was a Jewish plot to control the world, and the protocols are authentic. That's good enough for me. I just want to wrap up by saying this. A revolution is where America is going, and soon Zog will be overthrown. I have to believe that. You've got 100 million people. We're in a second Great Depression. That are going to be unemployed, homeless, hungry.
Yeah, it's not looking good moving forward. Thank you for the call, Scott. I'll just say, you know, I said it earlier this week. I like the term Jewish mafia because it's not all Jews, and you have to make that distinction. But otherwise.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words.
So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's the third hour of American Journal. We still have a lot to cover, but I want to keep going to your phone calls and hearing what you have to say about everything. Let me just give you some of the headlines here. You can find it at Infowars.com and elsewhere. Mass shortage of gun ammo as nationwide as American stockpile. Of course, that went on all last year, inspired mostly by the riots, I believe, as well as the increase in homicide rates, which the officials are telling us is the greatest increase in violent crime that we've ever seen in a single year. It's absolutely blowing up, and whether it's a symptom or a cause of our current turmoil, it's sort of moot. The fact is it all goes hand in hand together. Another major story this week that really deserves close attention is that pro-Trump meme maker Ricky Vaughn has been indicted for using Twitter to spread election disinformation for Hillary Clinton voters in 2016. He faces 10 years in prison for what is literally a meme. It's essentially he just posted a video saying, or a picture saying, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925, vote for Hillary and be a part of history. According to the complaint against this, more than 4,900 people allegedly cast their vote via text message. But then this is the weird part about this. It says, BuzzFeed News said they sent a text message to the number, and Hillary Clinton's campaign actually responded and redirected people to the proper channels, which is very weird. So apparently the number that they were using was actually the Clinton campaign number. And so the people who were texting it were actually being directed by the Clinton campaign as to where to actually go vote and stuff. It's very strange. Here's, according to Gateway Pundit, the most chilling part of the indictment. They say it's the criminalization of normal political speech and banter. Here's the indictment, quote, starting in at least 2015, Mackey participated in numerous group DMs. These groups, which at times included dozens of individuals and at times had overlapping membership, served as forums for the participants to share, among other things, their views concerning how best to influence the election. Among other things, Mackey and the members of these groups used the group DMs to create, refine, and share memes and hashtags that the members of the group would subsequently post and distribute. Now, this is a part of the official indictment, and yet what it's describing is not illegal. What it's describing is not even untoward or, an abuse of the electoral system. It's about sharing ideas about how to best win the election, sharing memes that can be most effective. I probably retweeted one of these. It's funny. You know you can't vote from home. It's a joke. It's sarcastic. Nobody's actually going to fall for that. But he may face 10 years in prison for this. But really the description of this, where it says, you know, these people in these group DMs use the group DMs to create, refine, and share memes and hashtag that members of the groups would subsequently post and distribute. Well, there are quite a few firms in Washington, in New York, in L.A. that do this as a living. They have analysts actually measuring how effective each thing will be. They have seminars and things that they do to maximize the effect of the, you know, ideas that they're trying to put out there. There's nothing illegal about that, except in this case, it wasn't people being paid millions of dollars to do it. It was just regular people getting together and doing it themselves. A stark similarity to the events of the GameStop stock manipulation, where you have big companies in New York who do this for a living. They buy and sell stocks and promote and diminish other stocks in an attempt to game the system and make money. As soon as Reddit starts doing, as soon as a decentralized network of individual users starts doing it, suddenly becomes a major problem and has to be shut down. Very, very similar to how they're treating this, although it's even more terrifying in this case, because not only is this guy potentially facing 10 years in prison, but they're essentially saying if you aren't a part of the system, if you aren't a part of the establishment, you aren't allowed to get together with your friends and talk about politics and try to figure out how to best support your candidate. You have to lead that to the professionals. Again, it's the stratification of our population into those who are simply acted upon and those who do the acting. Those are the top, the elites who control everything, and those who are not allowed to participate in anything in any meaningful way. It's a rather terrifying juxtaposition.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We go back out to your phone calls with immediacy. Here we have, what's written here is U-Haul in Tennessee. I don't know if that's your name or the vehicle you're in, but you want to talk about Texas Bill 1359, which is the Texas secession bill. Thanks for calling in, U-Haul. You're on the air.
Yeah, that is correct. This phone call is being brought to you in part by Prepare with Alex or InfoWarsStore.com. Go ahead and get your food buckets while they're still back in stock. It's free shipping because it's over the threshold, so you don't have to worry about shipping costs. Also, the part is that they'll be in stock until they sell out, and when they'll restock is who knows when. But still, I got my almost over $1,000 order because I went to both the store and the food buckets. It's gluten-free, so it's very accommodating. So I thought I would start off with that first, and you could cut that segment as a plug. That's fine. You have my permission to use my audio, but no.
Thank you very much. And we haven't paid you for that endorsement, right? You're doing this on your own accord.
Yeah, it's absolutely free. Now, U-Haul is my moniker. I remember your ad that you had with the blindfold taste test with the macaroni and cheese. And you actually, the look on your face seemed like you were pretty satisfied with it. So
it was very good.
There's no complaints there. Yeah.
The food is delicious.
That much.
Yeah. The food is absolutely delicious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. To get to my point, though, about texted or text dependence or text seed is that Article 1, Section 2 means that it is constitutional. So it actually is within the legal parameters of Texas to make this move. It's basically what's that, Kyle Biederman? Mm-hmm. He's a little west of you in Fredericksburg because you're in Austin. So he did pass it as yesterday. So it is up for a vote as soon as this November. It's a referendum. If it goes through, then that means that the start of the North American Union could possibly start, as you said. Mm-hmm. I'll use your words. So one of the things about it is that I already signed a petition on it. I tried getting in touch with the TNM. They haven't gotten back to me, the national movement. But in the meantime of what Texans can do, because I'm a blue state transfer, no need to mention where it's humiliating. But anyway, some moves that I've done, I guess you could follow example. One is that you could go either by the B's or the G's. You could go by bullets, Bible, or Boolean, or beans. Or you could do God, gold, and guns. You could do either one of those, because one of the things about it is that think about how much money our parents have lost since 2008. Probably well over half their 401ks or IRAs. Trump was trying to help recover that back, but he's now gone. So what it is for the time being now, what can happen now or the moves that can be done now is that I've taken it upon myself as far as self-reliance and personal responsibility. My Citibank and Bailout America, that's what I call BOA, by the way.
Mm.
And I've left them, and I've tried to enter in credit unions. With that because it's local, because if Wall Street wants to censor me or basically take me out of the equation because of who I support, I can take them out of my life. That's no problem. Silver and gold. Silver is hovering right now. I'm doing my Joe Salente impersonation. Hovering around 25 wouldn't surprise me if it gets to 100. year's end. Gold is around 1800. Could possibly hit 2200 bucks by the end of the year. And so point being is that if silver reaches 1000, there will be signs of hyperinflation. That is bad. Mm. Basically, this whole country will look like Gaza, will look like Portland. Homeless rate will go through the roof. Grocery stores would be empty shelves. It basically would be hell on earth. And it would just be, it wouldn't be Armageddon, but it would look really, really close to it. And so it just one of the things that people could do in the meantime before Texas takes place, you know, text it, text dependence, text seed, different, you know, phraseologies for it. But still, there are moves that could be done before the actual move is set into place. And just so I thought I would set the example of what people could do in the meantime. If people want to come to Texas, you better check your blue state values as soon as you leave the state. Because there was no prouder moment that I had than turning in my license plate into the DMV of the state I was leaving. So I'm officially a naturalized citizen of the Lone Star State, and I'm glad to be a part of the wonderful state of Texas.
Well, congratulations. And we are very happy to have you here. And, you know, for the sad part is for every one of you moving here, there's probably three or four Californians moving here, looking around and going, you know, this place could be a little bit more like California, and planning to vote in the same way that they did back in their home state. So we are much more excited for people like you, sir, who come and you bring your conservative values with you. And hopefully we can make Texas the stronghold of Americanism and patriotism that it always has been and should be going into the future. You bring up a lot of very good points. I thank you so much for the call, U-Haul. That was very informative, and also appreciate the plug. That always helps as well.
Absolutely.
That helps keep the lights on. Now, you mentioned the four Bs and the four Gs, gold, God, guns, and beans, these type of things. There, it reminds me of another alliteration, I guess you could say, initialism. That's the four Ms, and it's what's necessary for Texas to secede. And this comes from a friend of mine that my dad introduced me to. It's military, minds, media, and money. And that's what we need to bring back to ourselves. We need our own military, which would be the militia, the people of the state ready and willing to protect and organized in order to protect ourselves and our own neighborhoods. Minds would be the education system. We need our own education system that is free of the indoctrination and the propaganda and the failing measures that are taken in the modern education system. So that's military, minds, media. Of course, we need our own media that is free from, once again, the taint of liberalism that saturates the mainstream media across the country nowadays. And then money, which may be the paramount option of these, the paramount purpose. It's having our own money, perhaps based on gold, perhaps based on something else, but away from the Federal Reserve fiat debt system. That those four M's, I think, really concisely summarize exactly what's necessary for Texas secession: military, minds, media, and money. And if we could have those of our own, then, you know, really nothing could stop us. But right now, all four of those have been undermined and just completely overwhelmed with liberal sentiment that weakens and destroys its purpose. Thank you so much for the call, U-Haul. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest, Lauren in Ohio. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for holding, Lauren. You are on the air.
Harrison, you're doing a bang-up job. Hey, we need to quit running. I thought about moving. I'm in Ohio, okay? They have the school, mandatory school, all this nonsense. I was going to move to Wyoming, and I thought, you know what? Then when they changed laws there, you know, I went to Homeschool Legal Defense Association and said, hey, let's sue, you know? Mm. They have no right to tell me. Finally, I just got down to it. Who made me? The God that created me. Who am I responsible to? You come in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, and you're going to be judged alone. There's no group solution to this. We need to, you know, our enemies are not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. We're still trying to fight within their system. You know, whose fault is it that we live our lives the way we've been programmed to? That every day we obey illegitimate authority. We give our children to them to lie to all day. Global warming, evolution, tranny story time. Heather's got two mommies. Whose fault is it? It's our fault. Whose fault is this country going the way it is? The church is. We are the church. But we won't speak the truth. You know, we won't do what, you know, the only revolution we need to have is a revelation revolution. Mm. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know, God is not a man that he should lie, not the son of man that he should repent. We need to repent in this country, and we need to turn to the truth. It's not, you know, it's not about, you know, if you look at what we're doing right now, I'll just give you this example, COVIDiocy. We have got, they said they would control society through diet, injection, and injunction. Well, what are they doing? Bill Gates just bought up the middle of the country, all the farmland, plant that nice GMO food that can grow in high aluminum concentrations. Mm-hmm. They got the shots ready for you, and they've got injunctions. Keep your behind in your house. Don't work. Here, put a mask on. Don't breathe, because I say so. Who are these people you're obeying? This is all your fault. My fault, my fix. All you do is say no. I'm not going to do what you say. It's not disobedience. You can't have civil disobedience if there's not a legitimate authority. They have no control over you except the contract that you make with them with your birth certificate and the Social Security number. You can get rid of that, change your status to American national as opposed to U.S. citizen. And I'm telling you, I had them at my house. I had five children, man. They were making a lot. They would have made a lot of money getting my children in these schools.
Right.
And I told that little man, I don't have a contract with you. I'm not part of your administrative jurisdiction. Get off my land and don't come back. And I got a letter a couple weeks later. We find no problem with you, lady, because it's just the truth. In the end, it's what you say you are. Are you a child of the living God? Did a man create you? And if not, then what are you obeying them for? Why are you giving them their money?
And you got the gift of gab, Lauren. I appreciate that call so much. And resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We'll go back to your calls momentarily. But I want to cover a disturbing trend that we are seeing accelerate across the political landscape. Of course, we've covered the fact that a meme maker is being has been indicted. Ricky Vaughn, he's known as Ricky Vaughn. That's not his real name, but that's his nom de plume, you may say. He has been indicted and faces up to 10 years in prison for memes that he shared in 2016, even though many on the right are pointing out leftists who literally posted exactly the same memes, except, you know, flipping the candidate that they're supporting. But it doesn't matter because you're good if you're a leftist, you're bad if you're a conservative. Biden administration also, we covered, has hinted at bans on conservative media, who they call organizations who traffic in conspiracy theories. Of course, they're not just conspiracy theories anymore. They are debunked, violence-inspiring conspiracy theories. Completely absurd. But it goes far, far greater than that. From Gateway Pundit, cancel culture media calls for Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to resign over her past comments. Representative Greene hits back. I want to make something very clear. The term cancel culture makes it sound as if this is a naturally occurring cultural phenomenon. It's not. A more accurate descriptor of what's going on is a totalitarian power consolidation using manufactured consent. It's no different than the way they got us into war in Iraq by lying about weapons of mass destruction. It's peddling lies and fear in an attempt to justify your destruction of your political enemies. It's power consolidation on behalf of the few top 1% of 1% who run things in this country, the powers that be. It's power consolidation, again, manufacturing consent. For example, when Patreon kicks off a user and then sends them a statement saying, MasterCard forced us to kick you off, MasterCard would have cut off our service if we didn't kick you off, is that a cultural phenomenon, or is that simply the executives at MasterCard making a decision, making a phone call, wielding their power in order to shut down someone they don't like? There's no cultural impetus there. There was no overwhelming support from people across the country who felt a certain way. No, it was a few powerful oligarchs wielding their institutional power and taking advantage of their highly embedded network in order to destroy people that they don't like. And then they use those very same powers and that very same network to spread the lies through the media that justify their actions. It's not really that complicated. So Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, I kind of love this article because it talks about how horrible she is, how awful her rhetoric is. And then it talks about how she won a total victory and there's nothing they can do about it. They say this, Democrats and their media are very upset with Marjorie Taylor Greene after she introduced articles of impeachment against corrupt pervert Joe Biden last week following his virtual inauguration. According to CNN, Representative Greene, heaven forbid, she liked Facebook comments that threatened crooked Democrats and FBI operatives. Greene, who represents Georgia's 14th congressional district, frequently posted far right, here it is, extremist and debunked conspiracy theories. You know, you used to just be able to say conspiracy theories. I think that sort of lost its luster, lost its power in the modern vernacular, so they have to add these words to it. It's not just a conspiracy theory. It's an extremist one. It's not just a conspiracy theory. It's a debunked conspiracy theory. What makes them extremist or debunked? Nothing. They're just words to manufacture that consent that I talked about earlier. So she liked these extremist and debunked conspiracy theories, including the baseless. Okay, baseless. There's another watchword for you. We need a bingo card. I swear to God, we need a manufacturing consent cabal vocabulary bingo card where every time we see the words baseless or extremist or debunked, we make a little mark, and then one of us will win by blacking out the entire card. Or maybe we can do a drinking game and I will be passed out by the third hour of this program because they use these words over and over and over again. They say in one post from January 2019, Green liked a comment that said, quote, a bullet to the head would be quicker to remove House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In other posts, Green liked comments about executing FBI agents who, in her eyes, were part of the deep state working against Trump. Now, since they don't actually give you the quote or the context here, I'm going to go ahead and assume that what she was referencing was the fact that treason is the punishment for death in the law. I'm sorry. Did I mix that up a little bit? Death, punishment for freedom, not the other way around. Did I say freedom just then? I'm sorry. I'm getting all heated up. My brain is starting to short here. But let me read some of the tweets that Marjorie Taylor Greene said. You and CNN, she's telling to Peter Strzok, by the way, Peter Strzok, who we have on record saying he's going to undermine the Trump campaigns, talking about the insurance plan, basically the center player and the heart of the Russiagate conspiracy. Peter Strzok says, according to this reporting, Congresswoman Greene's Facebook account repeatedly liked posts calling for the killing of FBI agents. She needs to be investigated and removed from office. And I love her response. She says, you and CNN are both co-conspirators in the biggest lie ever told to the American people, the Trump-Russian collusion conspiracy theory. You use Steele's lying dossier to lie some more to FISA and spy on Carter Page. Your politically motivated betrayal demeans the FBI. And that's exactly the type of response that we need to start seeing from our representatives, so-called, on the Republican Party. When Hillary Clinton says, this woman should be on a watch list, not in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, actually, Hillary Clinton, you should be in jail. Marjorie Greene tells Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock, who says to her, this is dangerous and unacceptable for a member of Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, you of all people that preaches abortion from the pulpit should not judge. If you don't believe the very word of God that created us male and female in his image and declares, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, pastor, being a heretic is far worse than fake news. Again, this is the type of energy I want to see out of our Republican representatives. So often and for too long, the media and the Democrats have been able to say, We're scared at you being mean to us. And they're like, we're so sorry. We totally disavow anything that those people said. They're awful, horrible people, and we would never do anything like that. Meanwhile, the Democrats are just like stabbing you in the back and like lighting your house on fire and just like, you can't be mean to us. We need people like Marjorie Greene to stand up and go, actually, you're the traitorous scumbags that do deserve to be swinging from a scaffold if the law was applied and you went through the proper court proceedings, and you're allowed to give your defense. But at the end of the day, we have the evidence. We know what you did. And the fact that you're still walking around free and have the temerity, the tenacity to stand up and say that we're bad and we belong on a list. How dare you? And you're not off the hook yet. You can still be punished for your crimes, and you will be one day. Take that into account, Hillary Clinton and Peter Strzok. I mean, the temerity of these people. The chutzpah, if you want to put it that way, of these people to be caught, blatantly, utterly caught in their transgressions, in their treason, in their open and legitimate sedition, and then to give that look that you're seeing on screen now, that scumbag smile, literally looking down his nose at the American people, and then to still come back and actually say, you should be in prison for liking a Facebook comment. It's intolerable, and thank God that Marjorie Taylor Greene is not tolerating in it. I hope she gets the full-fledged support of the Republican Party moving forward. It's the only way they or America itself survives. Fight on, Representative Greene. We're behind you.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it.
This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we are, again, just very rapidly entering into a very troubling situation in America where the lines are being blurred between guilty and innocent depending on your political persuasion, and things that are not crimes are being treated as such. Of course, talked about it multiple times, this guy Ricky Vaughn. Can we bring up literally the meme that he may be going to prison for? It's the one that says, you know, text here to vote. And there's something I have to make superbly clear here. So there it is. Avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. So this is being called disinformation, purposefully spreading disinformation about the election. We've said it so many times here. It's not about disinformation. It's not about right or wrong. You're allowed to lie. That's a part of free speech. Believe it or not, you're allowed to lie. If it was about falsehoods, if it was about disinformation, then how come, you know, Ancient Aliens is the number one show on the History Channel? It's all BS. It's all nonsense. But they're allowed to say it, and why shouldn't they be able to? They can lie. Why not? You should be smart enough to pierce through them. You should recognize that it's entertainment and not actual information. The same thing with this. I'd make the argument, if you fall for this meme, you shouldn't get to vote. It should be a litmus test. If you're dumb enough to fall for a meme that tells you to vote by text, you shouldn't be able to vote. You're too dumb. Sorry. Sorry. We need smart people having their voice in this country, not people who fall for that type of crap, who literally see a meme and are like, oh, I'll text. Hey, I just voted. Isn't that neat? It's like, no, you didn't, and you shouldn't be allowed to. That's my personal opinion. But here's the thing. What they're calling election disinformation, based on that meme, clearly a joke, clearly a meme, something I probably would have retweeted because I thought I would think it was funny. The reason that they're giving is false. It's not about disinformation. It's not about lying. It's not about misleading the public. That happens from every side, every single day, on just about every platform, except for this one, I'm proud to say. I never purposefully mislead anybody. If I'm wrong, I correct myself. But it's not about disinformation. It's not about being wrong. It's about using that excuse to shut down your political opponent. So the reason this is important to consider is because a lot of the information I present on this show that has verifiable proof behind it, that has videos I can show you that confirms what I'm saying, is nevertheless being construed and being considered dangerous misinformation. Now, it's not. It's actually true. But they'll even tell you, and there's that TED Talk that's been going around a lot. We play the clip all the time. It's a woman saying the hard part about fighting disinformation is it doesn't have to be false. Yeah, true information can be considered disinformation if it's presented in a way that they don't like. So it's setting an incredibly dangerous precedent to where if I'm up here and I, you know, if I say something like mail-in ballot, you know, mail-in voting, mail-in balloting is unsafe and you can't be guaranteed that your vote is going to be counted. And in fact, from what we've observed, it's almost guaranteed that your vote will not be counted if you use a mail-in ballot. Now, I believe that. I think that's true. And I have the evidence to back it up. Everything from the audio recordings to the sworn affidavits to the just litany of video evidence on file that shows that this is true. But will that stop them from saying, well, Harrison Smith, he got up on InfoWars and he said that mail-in balloting wasn't safe. That may have changed in people's minds. That may have made it harder for some people to vote. Therefore, he's spreading election disinformation and we're going to send him to jail for 10 years. That is what they're setting up. That is the precedent they are establishing. We cannot stand for that. We cannot allow it to continue. And it goes from everywhere like Pam Keith Esquire of Florida saying, I think the DOJ needs to do a deep dive on Rand Paul. I have serious questions about his interactions with Russian oligarchs and his constant peddling of Russian propaganda. I would not be surprised if there is compromat on him or if he played a role in the 6th of January. If proven, he needs to go. This is obvious BS. It's obvious nonsense, propaganda, bullcrap. But these are the thoughts of the people that are actually in power, and very soon they may be backed up by the full-fledged support of the law enforcement establishment. In fact, they are. Here it is. GatewayPundit.com. DHS issues national terrorism advisory, takes veiled shot at conservative media and Trump supporters, admits they have no info to indicate specific credible plot. So this is amazing. And by amazing, I mean really utterly terrifying. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a national terrorism advisory that will last several weeks. It says, quote, there is currently a heightened threat environment across the United States that is likely to persist over the coming weeks, the DHS bulletin said before admitting they, quote, do not have any information to indicate a specific credible plot. They continue, quote, we remain concerned that individuals frustrated with the exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances and ideological causes fueled by false narratives, could continue to mobilize a broad range of ideologically motivated actors to incite or commit violence. This is a doublespeak, thinly veiled attempt to portray dissident conversation as a terroristic threat. And that is coming from the Department of Homeland Security. This is coming. In fact, it's already here. This is the world that we live in. And it is, again, just incredibly terrifying that this is the state of our current establishment, our current government, issuing terrorist alerts. No information. They're like, yeah, we don't have any credible information about a threat. There's nothing actually on the horizon. Or go ahead and issue a nationwide terrorist alert because some people are unhappy with the government. America 2021, who would have ever thought it fell this far? Incredible. Let's go out to the phone lines. Black Lightning in Florida is here. Thanks for calling in, Black Lightning. You're on the air.
Yes, God bless you, Harrison, and your family, and that little one that's on the way. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I'm trying to share the information as much as I can down here in Florida. And, I heard Lauren earlier talking about all that information. She's got a lot of information in her head, and all these people do, and just getting it out there. And one of the biggest problems I had with getting people to Alex Jones is, and I'll compare it to a time in church where I just didn't like the sound of this woman's voice, but I could not stand listening, but she had a good message. So I send people to Alex Jones. They can't stand his voice, right? I said, well, you got to get past that because he's got a good message. Now, getting that message out there, I've gone as far as printing flyers. I stood on the side of the road waving a wad of money around, just trying to get people to stop. And I was giving away money just so they would read something. I mean, sending them to David Icke, sending them to Band.Video, sharing the truth. And you touched on something about the bingo and the word game and everything. Well, another one is let me be clear. As soon as you hear let me be clear, there's a lie behind it. So we really don't need to do the propaganda, or we don't need to do the psyop back at them. We can just use their own words against them. Why come up with something that's my opinion? Just print their words. Fauci said this. Gates said this. And I touched on this with Owen last year. And Alan was towards the end of the show or what, but I don't know if he heard it, but I said, hey, truth bombs. Let's drop the truth bombs, whether it's from a plane, whether it's standing on a corner, whether it's me waving money on the side of the road trying to get people to stop. Get the information out there to where people can just research it on their own, and they can see the truth. You can use their own words against them. And how could anybody say anything about that, like this guy going to jail for a meme? If you're using their own words, how can you say that that's wrong?
It's a good point. And there's lots of ways. And I love that more and more people are thinking about this and going, look, social media is controlled. Social media is censored. We got to get out there into the real world. Bring out the bullhorn. Go stand on the side of the road. Hand out the flyers. And as petty as it may seem, you're exactly right, Black Lightning. And when you say there's a lot about the presentation of the information that determines whether or not people will believe it. Now, we don't want that to be the case. We'd love to just be able to tell the truth to people and they believe it. But you do have to take into consideration how you present it, how you package the information in order to open people's minds.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The Resistance.Video. The Resistance.Video. The
Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply, secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, final segment of American Journal on this, the 28th of January, and I'm going to get to four calls in this segment, and that means we're going to have to move fast, but I will take a brief moment to let you know that the sale is on at InfowarsStore.com. Three more days left to get these great discounts on some of the incredible products that we have. My personal favorite is Turbo Force. If you find yourself drinking multiple cups of coffee a day, if you find yourselves guzzling the sugar-laden energy drinks that you can find at the corner store, do yourself a favor, do your health a favor, and substitute those for Turbo Force. Substitute Turbo Force for those really sugary drinks. The amount of sugar. I think maybe tomorrow I'll bring in a glass and a sack of sugar, and I'll show you just how much sugar is in those energy drinks, and then compare it to the all natural, incredible ingredients of Turbo Force that will not cause you to crash. It won't give you that sugar rush, jittery feeling. It's just the pure, clean energy that you need to get through your day. I really love this product, and I think you will too. It tastes great. It works great. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it in a fruit juice, you can put it in water, and it will be delicious no matter what. I know some crazy people here at the office put it in their coffee because apparently they have to run a marathon later or something. I don't know what they're thinking, but apparently it tastes good, and apparently it works. So they put Turbo Force in their coffee. Some people put Turbo Force in their tea. I'm a simple man. I put it in a cool glass of filtered water and drink it down and feel it all day. That's Turbo Force. And that's part of the January 2021 mega sale. Only 3 days left. shop, and get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And with that, I go to the next caller, which it looks like is Austin from Washington. Thanks for calling in, Austin. I like your name, by the way. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to call about, I've been watching InfoWars now for about 4 years, and I ordered some products, ordered the Tank Man t-shirt. I really like that.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm pretty vocal on, or I was pretty vocal on your, on band.video.
Mm.
And I suppose you might call me an accelerationist, not because that's what I want, but because that's what I see eventually happening, given the circumstances and the people involved. Now, and I talked about that on band video quite a bit, and I don't know if it was my rah-rah Rittenhouse rant or if it was my you're a patsy Alex for using an iPhone rant or if it was one of those things, but I got blocked off of band.video, which I found kind of curious. And I've tried several times to find out why, and the site that I got sent to was some weird video game site where, like, nothing ever happened to, like, resolve my issue.
Hmm.
And I wanted to call about this. I don't really care about it all. I know you have litigation and stuff going on, and there's all sorts of problems with that, and what I say on your channel might be a problem. But what I wanted to mention was that when Dan was all on about the Boogaloo Boy, when he was all on about, you know, you're being a shill for this, or he was inferring that InfoWars was like a pacification device for the people.
Right.
And I just wanted to say that I felt that initially when I got blocked. But then I looked at it more and I go, well, maybe it's because they have issues with all this litigation that they can't have inflammatory talk on their thing. So I accepted that. But I never got an answer. And for your base, for people that buy that have bought stuff from you and that are on there and are communicating, however it may be, without from not getting an answer, really kind of put me off.
Mm.
And I've been watching your show, and I still watch Alex every day, and I watch you live. But I was just hoping that maybe I could get an answer to that. And, you know, that kind of action isn't really conducive to people wanting to continue believing.
Sure, sure. Well, I honestly don't know, because I don't know who moderates the comments personally, and I don't know if it's an automated thing or, you know, and maybe you said something about violence that triggered it. I can try to ask around and try to get that answer for you, but I don't know it off the top of my head. And I'd have to say, I mean, you know, I've put up, we'll have guests sometimes who have a lot of people who don't like them, and then we'll go on band.video and I'll see, you know, my interview with them is just full of people saying hate and lies about it. And we don't delete comments usually just for disagreeing with, in fact, we don't delete comments just for disagreeing with us. It usually has to be something else. And again, I just don't know the back end side of it, in terms of.
Well, I don't expect you to. I just wanted to mention that,
sure.
Like, that happened to me on that site. And if I could just get and the fact that there wasn't a way to get an explanation, even though one was offered, it just kind of went to a nowhere site that was like a video game site or something.
Hmm. I mean, I'm not sure about that.
For sending that in. Also, I just wanted to say one thing about the masks. I was thinking about these mask issues, and I realized that it's not just a submissive thing that they're trying to get the people to do. They're trying to get people to become polarized about the mask issue,
mm-hmm.
so that a large segment of the population will get their polarization and their ego involved in that.
Right.
And then they will be willing to take the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Just
oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of that.
For sure.
And that might be obvious to everyone, but.
It's about getting people used to this idea of you're a bad person if you don't comply to this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of psychological operations moving in. I'll just say as a final note before we have to move on, I thank you for the call, Austin. I thank you so much for the support, and I hope you do remain, involved and, talking to us through band.video, because it's an important outlet where we get to hear from our audience, and we appreciate the comments there.
You guys put me right through. You don't screen your calls. I got the call. They didn't tell me what to say. I got to say exactly what I wanted to.
Thank you,
Harrison.
And this is what it's all about. Thank you. And, we like to hear from everybody. The only issue is that, you know, we are held up to such a high level of scrutiny, and If we make one little misstep, you know they're going to be on us like white on rice. I mean, so again, I don't know because I just don't know the background stuff. I know like social media companies have this like section 230 where it's like, well, we're not publishers, so you can't punish us for what we say. I don't know if we have that protection. You know, maybe we have to be even more careful because of some, you know, some bad actor can get on. And I'm not saying you are, Austin. I understand that you're a legitimate info warrior and you're doing what you need to do, or, you know, you're saying what you feel. But the opportunity is there for people to come on and start calling for violence. And then they go to whoever and say, look, there's people calling for violence on this site. And they go, hey, you're allowing violence, so we're going to shut you down. We just have to. And again, I don't know. This is all speculation. But what I do know is that we are under massive observation by people that hate us and want to destroy us and would do anything to disqualify us or discredit us. So we have to be hyper vigilant on that. And I know some people say things that they think are totally fine, or it's like, well, you know, why can't I say this? And it's like, you can say it, just we have to protect ourselves and be super careful about what we allow on our site. And so maybe even though it seems normal to you, there might be something in there, a way you phrase something or something. We just go, hey, it's better safe than sorry. We got to remove it. And but I thank you for calling in and sharing that concern. And just know, you know, we don't, as far as I know, we don't delete comments because they disagree with us or don't like us or whatever. That's pretty much kind of what we're all about, is open, you know, free expression. And for the vast majority, people are very supportive and insightful in those comments, and we love reading them. But we have to be so freaking careful because of who we are and the pressure that we're under, that, you know, some people may feel it's unfair to them, when in reality, it's really about protecting the entire operation, the livelihoods of the, you know, over 100 people that work here, and the ability for us to get this information out. There are some strictures we have to stick to. We're going to go quickly to one more call. Who do we have who's been longest? DJ in the frozen Northland wants to talk about the Boogaloo interview. You only have about a minute, so make it quick there, DJ. You're on the air.
I'll be real fast. Thanks, Harrison. Real fast, just I was part of the group that Dunn claims to be talking for. And back in, it was between late 2019 and early 2020, he was flipped. I've seen dozens of people get picked up because of him. And I've been having to basically stay in relative hiding for the last year.
Wow. So okay. So you think he's been compromised by the feds or something?
It's not even a thing. The groups of people that don't follow him, which is actually the vast majority of that group, no, he has been.
Okay. Well, good to know. Very good to know. And I'm not particularly surprised, because a lot of people saw that interview and went, there's something up with that guy. He's not playing. Not that he's not playing with a full deck. He's got a card up his sleeve, perhaps, that we can't see, but we know it's there. And so there you go, DJ in the frozen Northland, in hiding, because he has the knowledge about it, and he thinks that Dunn is completely compromised, and I wouldn't be surprised. Thanks so much for that call, DJ. Thank you for everybody who called. I'm sorry if I wasn't able to get to you. Please give us a call back tomorrow. We will be doing this again, as every day. It's American Journal in the morning, the Alex Jones Show in the afternoon, and in the evening, it's War Room, all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute, folks. Don't go anywhere. Band.video, InfoWars.com. Thank you.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design, so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.